This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden urged Israel on Monday to protect Gaza's main hospital as heavy fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas raged around the complex.
And it's my hope and expectation that there will be less intrusive action relative to the hospital.
Biden told reporters at the White House the hospital must be protected, adding he was in contact with the Israelis on the matter. He said a deal for the release of prisoners was still being negotiated with the help of the Gulf state of Qatar. Bloodstains left from the deadly Hamas attack on October 7th were painstakingly wiped away by volunteers on Monday from homes in Kfar Azzah, a ravaged kibbutz near the border with Gaza. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Hanan Don, a resident of Kfar Azzah, says the majority of residents here died.
Just about every house here that had residents in were kidnapped or murdered in some of the most horrific ways. Some we don't know, some we can assume, some I even know individually that, you know, probably we're talking about execution. People were put on the sofas and shot in the head just because.
According to Israeli authorities, at least 52 people were killed in Kfar Azzah, including small children.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. The fuel crisis in Gaza is so dramatic that trucks filled with aid arriving through the Rafah crossing from Egypt won't be unloaded starting Tuesday because there's no fuel for the forklifts or for vehicles to deliver the food, water, and medicine they're carrying to those desperate in need, a senior UN humanitarian official said on Monday. This